Wyoming Supreme Court reaches huge decision. The Wyoming Supreme Court has reversed the decision convicting a Sundance woman to be an accessory for manslaughter. Marty Smith was charged and convicted as an accessory in the death of Doug Hard nearly 3 years ago. It all culminated at a convenience store in Sundance on a summer night. After a night of drinking, Smith and Hard got into a physical altercation. Jesse Johnson, who Smith was dating at the time, got into the middle of the scuffle against Hard, who Smith dated in the past. Video surveillance shows Hart allegedly started the altercation by shoving down Smith several times. According to County 17, Johnson took Hart down in a headlock, and Smith was shown on the video holding down Hart's hand. Hart died of asphyxiation. Smith was found guilty of being an accessory to involuntary manslaughter. Smith is serving an 18-year sentence, but now Smith will have a second chance, and she'll have her case heard, as she could potentially have the case dismissed following the Wyoming Supreme Court ruling. Smith's attorney claims Smith acted in self-defense on Johnson's behalf. We'll keep an eye on this case for you. Now, as an addendum to all this in an interesting scenario, Jesse Johnson was found not guilty for second-degree manslaughter back in 2018. In national news, President Joe Biden has called for gun control action. 2 days ago was the anniversary from the Parkland shooting. Biden, during that day, decided to lay out a gun control plan. Here are the details laid out from Fox 4 News.
The president is also focusing on gun reform. President Biden is calling on Congress to pass what he's calling common sense gun reform. The president says he wants to ban assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, and he wants to require background checks for all gun sales.
And, of course, we'll keep an eye on this for you as well, as I know this is an important story for many here in Wyoming.